Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. My name is Joe, that's Joe.
Hello.
And we got Jamie Hutchison,
host
of the Hot Water Creamy podcast.
Yes.
Stand-up comedian, bit of an all-round legend, aren't you?
All-rounder, mate.
What are your nicknames?
Hutcher. Trifle.
Why is that? Because you're full of ladyfingers?
No, cause I thought it's because I'm fun on many layers. But it's when I met Tony Carroll, my co-host, my pod jock, on a Hot Water Screen Room. The first time we met was on a night out in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was in a nightclub, which he runs, and I didn't know him then. And I'd left my...
Did you know he runs? Like, does he know?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah, so... So he's like, I'm mates with some of the other comics in Liverpool. Yeah. So we just had a night out and I'd left my coat in there. So my mate went, I'll ring Tony. And he went, Hutchie's left his coat. I was like, who's Hutchie? Hutchie, you know, the Manc comedian.
Yeah.
I don't know, Manc comedian. He went, you know, the ginger lad, Manchester. I went, nah, he looks like a fucking trifle. He went, oh, him.
That's harsh, isn't it?
Yeah,
which bit of the trifle do you most sort of associate with? Is it the jelly, the custard, the cream?
I'm very custard-like.
Yeah?
I'm very custard-like.
Egg-based.
Yeah, I am an egg-based man.
Do you put flakes in the top of yours?
I don't eat it.
What?
It's cannibalism if he has trifle.
Don't lick yourself.
You can't have it, can he?
So in primary school, my nickname was Mashmong. Because I had a fear of mash.
Oh, I thought you'd like this TV show.
No. It's like Bodger and Badger. That's like fucking Blair Witch Project to me.
I love it. Yeah. Everybody knows Bodger loves mash.
But you're slightly over the mash fear now.
I'll never eat it.
Really?
And I'll never watch someone eat it. Hmm. And me and my stepdad have a bit of a passive aggressive war, you know, because he's pumping my mum and that. And
but full of mash?
Yeah, maybe.
Smash.
I don't know what they're into. Yeah, smashed her, literally. But we have a passive-aggressive war, so we never have an argument. It's always like... So, for example, we share a recliner chair.
You share a recliner chair?
You're both laid in it at once. Yeah. Who's on top of who?
Sturdy recliner.
You're laid by that, and he's just on top of that. We're in a big bowl of mash. You're too scared to move.
We're on different timescales. Because I'm out during the evening. I'm out during the evening, so I come back, and I'm, you know, like an owl, wise and nocturnal.
Yeah.
So I have it after hours when I'm watching my classic EastEnders.
Do you watch classic EastEnders?
I adore classic EastEnders, mate. So right now it's my era. Really? So there's two episodes on the drama channel each day.
Each day.
So 2 hours. There's 10 a week, Monday to Friday.
Crikey.
Yeah. So you can do roughly a month in a week. However, you've got to account for when it went to 4 episodes a week in 97. So you've got to calculate that into it. But my favourite era is like 97 to 05.
Good era.
And we're right.
Actually, sort of your Grant Mitchells, your Billy Mitchells.
Yeah, Billy's your, just...
Is Bepe, life. Is that Corey?
Bepe DeMarco.
Bepe. Yeah. Who's Bepe? Bepe? Oh, yeah, the greatest goatee in television.
Michael Greco plays poker now.
Does he really? Well, the EastEnders guy plays poker.
Really good poker player, yeah.
Sorry,
what we got coming up today, Joe?
Oh, no, we interrupted the passive-aggressive story with the mash and those.
Oh, yeah. So I got home, like, but what I do with classic EastEnders, this is very important, is there's two episodes a day, right? But I can't watch just one episode. I have to have an EastEnders session.
Really?
I can't go for one pint. I can't go for...
You've got an addictive personality.
Yeah. Well, I just get stuck into stuff.
Yeah. You commit yourself.
It's like, not an addictive personality. I just get stuck in.
That's such an old-fashioned way of saying an addictive personality.
Yeah. I gamble till I'm broke.
Yeah, that'll be... Yeah, we'll call that an addictive personality.
You spin things, usually you spin it in a negative way.
No.
There is a positive side to love.
You can be addicted to love. Yeah. That's a great thing.
I drink to blackout, gamble till I'm potless, and EastEnders I have to do like a month in a day. So what I have to do... is I have to save them.
Oh, bulk up.
So I have to go 2 weeks, don't watch.
Shaking.
Go cold turkey.
Yeah.
Go cold turkey. I watch compilations on YouTube of famous deaths and stuff.
Famous deaths like?
Famous
EastEnders deaths. They got caught on camera?
Just to methadone.
Yeah, not Franz Ferdinand before World War One. Famous deaths. Cleopatra's gone.
Just to methadone myself. Yeah. And then after a couple of weeks gone by, I've got, oh my God, I've got like 20 episodes and I'm just sitting in my recliner. Here's the key difference between me and my stepdad. I use the recliner as its function. Oh, nice. I.e. my legs on the thing that comes out the chair, I use my legs. My stepdad, he sits in the recliner as a normal chair, but puts his legs on the table.
Oh, what's the point come of that? On.
He said, didn't he?
So what I do, passive aggressive, little war, when I go to bed, I move the table like 3 inches so his little legs will just fall.
And I won't. And that'll show him, won't it?
1-0
He may have won the battle, but you are winning the war.
I have a phobia of mash, so he cooks from your mum.
We were talking about mash.
So I have a phobia of mash, so he cooks from your mum. So sometimes he cooks a bacon and mash.
Crazy combination of food. That is nice, bacon and mash.
Did they use the bacon as two slices of bread and then mash is like the filling and it's a sandwich? No.
Are you scared of any foods, Joe?
I wouldn't say I'm scared of any foods. What about the ones that can kill you, though? Do you know, like when people have like raw urchins and stuff and one in 100 can people just eat stop that? Your heart? Yeah, people eat stuff like that, don't they?
What's the point?
Ethan? Oh, we met producer Ethan, by the way. Jamie.
Producer Ethan, ladies and gentlemen. I've already randomly cut to myself by accident, so people that I'm here.
Scared of any foods, mate?
I'm lactose intolerant, and I might be gluten intolerant as well. I'm not too sure yet.
Why are you saying it like it's a blind date answer? I'm lactose intolerant, but for you, I could be glucose intolerant as well.
You practically dead.
Yeah, I'm celiac. Wait till you see me in the bedroom.
Coming up onto the show today, we've got the 9 out of 10 Club Returns. We've got the Magazine Show, which is...
Magazine Show. With Sean Connery.
Which is Ethan's mum's favourite feature.
Yes, Ethan's mum. Shout out.
Loves it. Jamie, I wanted to bring up the way that you eat, or the way you like to eat, to Joe. We love food on the show. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things why me and Joe have a podcast together. What is your food method of choice?
Well, the thing is... Jesus has got a lot to answer for me.
For you, not.
Usually it's the other way around. Usually it's where he's helped us with our sins, whereas you're the one that's telling him he needs to book his ideas up.
I think he's set a dangerous precedent of going for meals with other people. I hate it.
Do you?
I hate going for meals with other people.
Especially if there's 12 of them. That was too many.
Imagine splitting the bill on the Last Supper.
Christ, yeah.
Christ, exactly. Exactly. Do you know why your name's a slur, you little rat? Making me go for a meal. Oh, we're going for an Indian on Saturday. I don't know if I want an Indian on Saturday. It's Monday. Fucking hating me.
Why don't you like it? Just because it's too planned.
It's too intimate.
Right.
And it's all this, you know, tapas as well. Tapas, you know, picking off, we might as well all be naked and wank each other off and spit food out of our mouths.
Right.
Let me have
my
own.
There's a difference between
thing.
A croquette and a wank.
Let me have my own thing. Do you want to wipe my ass while I go to the toilet?
Should we just
have it? Oh, it's sharing. It's culture. It's not culture. Give me my plate. I want. Here's how I'd have a restaurant.
Okay, I love this.
Right, you go for a meal with someone.
Shh.
Yeah. Even a first date or family.
Second
whatever.
Date.
Yeah. You're in a Perspex blacked out box.
Really?
Right.
And you have
any lights in there?
Yeah, for your food.
Okay.
And you just text your companion, how's your shrimp? Sound. Nice one.
Yeah. This is a bit like, do you know when you...
Then you ring a bell for the waiter.
Do you know when you see those people who fall in love with like serial killers? Yeah. And they go and see them and they're like having dinner through the glass?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's kind of what you want, isn't it? The prison system.
No, I just want it blacked out. I want my own space.
Do you like hearing people chew?
No, I hate it. My dad, I can't be in the same room as my dad.
Why, a big chewer?
Oh, he's disgusting.
You're a big chewer?
I'm a medium chewer. I think I'm one of those people that I'm a loud chewer even though I chew with my mouth closed.
What do you mean?
Somehow I'm getting a slap action through the gums.
Really?
Yeah, it comes through the cheek.
I get what you mean about... Yeah, I'm a quiet me. I get what you mean about like the Indian. I tell you what's tough about that is the poppadoms at the start.
Oh.
Do you know what annoys me? Is these Brexit dads who pretend they can't pronounce poppadoms.
Yeah.
So they're like, should we get some bigness, mate? What are they called? Pompadims. Pimpadoms. Should we get some pimpadims for a table? Short, mate.
They know what it's called.
You know what it's called. Yeah. It's four syllables. Behave yourself, you little fit twat.
It's three syllables.
I hate this. Is it? Pop-pa-dom.
Pop-a-dom.
Even less, even easier.
Bum-ba-dum.
Yes, but you sort of limit yourself to one meal a day, don't you?
Yeah. So I get home.
What?
I eat a bear.
Like,
yeah.
What is that? What bears do?
Well, they just have a big thing. They'll just get like one deer. Or whatever, like a snake. Mm. Do you know when they've got like a goat?
Yeah, what a difference in a day. That is a snake to a deer.
I have a big feed. One of the worst things that's happened, because I gig a lot now. I don't like gigging on a full stomach.
Right.
Because I'm, you know, sluggish. I'm creative on stage. I'm very theatrical. So I flounce about and all that on stage. If anyone's seen me, I put a lot into it.
Yeah.
When I get home, I deserve a hearty meal. So I get loads of fried chicken, but take me top off.
Just the way the colonel intended it.
The elasticated waist, pants. I have my chicken pants.
Chicken pants?
Imagine the smell of them chicken pants.
Wow.
Imagine it.
And I just go for it like a trough, and there's no what, like a pig in a trough, just. I was trying to get this stubborn bit of chicken skin out of my chest.
The best bit. It's the best bit, in it.
Out of my chest.
Why was it in your chest there? Well, do you eat? Do you put all the chicken on your chest like a buffet?
I'm just.
Where's the bucket at this point?
It's like a grow extra limbs to.
Yeah, it just engulfing it.
Yeah. So it's a very lustful experience for me.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's would you say
making
it is?
Love to it. It's like I'm fucking it.
Right.
Fucking off chicken.
Would that be your, I'll ask you this, and Ethan this as well, would that be your like last ever meal, just a bucket of chicken?
No.
Right. It's the only thing he likes, but it would not be the last meal. No
what
way.
What is your last meal?
No.
Trifle.
No, my last meal would be, an Indian.
With 12 of your mates.
But it depends on the mood I'm in.
Right now, if it was your, like, if we say to you, sorry, I know you don't know this, sorry to just bring this on you, you are being put to death.
What
at
an
6,
invite to the podcast, by
it's
the way.
It's 6 p.m, yeah, I know. Yeah, we thought it was the only way we'd get you down. But we are being put to death at 6 p.m. Your last meal is in 40 minutes when this podcast ends. What's your last meal?
I'd have a chicken tikka madras, half rice, half chips, garlic. No, actually, I'll have rice and chips, just a full portion of each.
You don't need half and half, dude. You're going to die.
Yeah. Greedy.
Garlic naan, onion bhajis. Pompadoms, pompadims,
delicious. Pickle tray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you go for, Joe?
That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah. I know mine.
What's yours?
Full English.
Is it?
All the works. Three sausages.
White and black pudding.
White and black pudding. Ash browns. Yeah. Fried bread. Fried bread's fucking good.
Yeah, but
it?
You don't want to get electrocuted on a two full stomach, do you?
Of course you do. You get electrocuted.
You want to hang yourself and shit yourself at the same time.
Yeah.
Give them a bit of a job.
Joe, what's your last meal then?
What am I being sentenced to death for?
Oh, paedophilia.
We're cutting that out.
All right, arson.
You don't get sentenced to death for that.
Well, it's murder or paedophilia. Which one do you want?
You don't get sentenced to death for paedophilia.
You burnt an orphanage down, though.
Did I?
Yeah.
Right, it's all in one.
No, but I'm not having that. If it was murder, I'd probably have my last meal. I'd want to go out looking strange.
Right.
So I'd have my last meal like the wife of the person that I killed.
I don't think they'll prepare.
Taking this seriously.
Of course I'm not.
No, you're not taking this seriously. Right. I want to chat about the fact that me, Ethan and Joe are thinking about a big night out, Sloppy Joe's night out, but we don't want things, maybe things might take a bit of a turn. Have you ever had any big embarrassing nights out with work colleagues? Because I know you're the man of many jobs.
Yeah.
Well, you had loads of jobs.
Oh, cool. Burn through jobs, mate. Yeah, I've been sacked from jobs just for being pissed. Like,
oh, really? For being pissed.
Yeah,
you said that like
in work.
Yeah, but you said it like I can't believe they sacked me for being pissed. What surgeon needs to be sober? I've been sacked for jobs just for attacking people. Can you believe it?
I went on a job, went on a work night out, and started seeing a girl I worked with.
Yeah.
So it was a bit. Slippery slope, innit? I'm not saying this could happen at Sloppy Joe's night out, but 2022, fair play to you if it does. We ended up back at a budget hotel. I know how to treat
it's not the BBC, you can name the brand.
Oh, no, because
then... the budget hotels are available.
Was it Sasha's? Oh, have you taken many girls back to budget hotels? Have you got the Ibis girl, the Travelodge girl?
Yeah, the Easy Hotel. Splashed
Travelodge
out.
Travelodge girl. Oh, God. Took her back to a famous budget hotel in Manchester. Sure, not known for its cleanliness and that.
Was it Gardens?
It's not Sasha's, is it?
No.
Christ, that place is mad.
Yeah.
You've got a little Gardens.
I blacked out and woke up with her genitals in my face.
Okay.
I came round. I didn't know.
Was she was there with him?
I didn't know. I didn't.
You hadn't had another one of your sprees, have you?
It's my last meal.
Right, so, so she's attached to him.
So I woke up and I'm, you know, I'm down there and I looked up. And
wait, were you, you'd gone to her even in the midst of your peril?
Crazy that.
I thought you were on the pillow and she'd come to you.
No.
She's not suffocating. I didn't know.
I came round and woke up and there's a fanny in my face, which is, you know, decent. And then I looked up and, it's name redacted.
I'm dwelling myself here. Yeah.
So anyway, woke up the next day. It was on a school night as well. I mean, she weren't.
Where did you work?
She had science period once.
It's on a work now. we did work with kids though. And she, we woke up. I'm just absolutely crippled, hangover, absolutely gone. I went, I'm going in the afternoon, and she's ready to leave. I'm going to.
Did you get light checkout?
No, midday. She's narrowing down now. It's midday time. And listen, so I needed to be sick. Didn't make the toilet. Was sick in the bathroom, then slipped on my own sick, and couldn't get up. So the last image
like a turtle
she saw was me just going, Tom, I'll be in the afternoon, writhing around in my own vomit.
Oh, it's so funny that. It's class.
I got someone's name wrong on the works night out once. That was embarrassing. Very similar. Very similar levels of embarrassment. That's mad, isn't it?
That is mad.
You've never done it like that?
Never done anything like that. Often just sort of... I've never blacked out, really. I don't black out much. Do you black out much?
No, I'm not a blackouter.
I'm always sort of whereabouts. The only time I blacked out was in Turkey. And the story is in our Patreon, where I sort of black out and I've ended up being just my boxers on roaming the hotel. And I've managed to throw my phone and my mate's Andrew's phone on top of the restaurant. And we had Find My Phone on, and my mate Josh, and we were looking like, where the fuck is it? Have we put it in the salad or something like that? And we had to get a Turkish guy to climb up on the roof. And the phone's broken. Turkey's great. You want to mention something to me?
Turkey's great. No part of that story involved the culture, history, or anything to do with Turkey. It was you getting bladdered and throwing your phone at a hotel, which you could have done in Wickham. Turkey's great. They let you throw your phones.
I've been to Turkey recently and slept in a very comfy doorway.
Nice. Would you recommend it?
And a pissed in a bin.
Nice. Was it a bin? Good country. Bin or
was it the recycling bin?
Good country. It was a
big
bin.
No, right, we're not doing Turkey justice. It is brilliant. Turkey's good. Brilliant. I'd go again in a heartbeat.
Good.
You're worried about me, Joe, aren't you?
I just looked to you today, and I don't mean this in a nasty way.
This is going to be nasty, this, Jamie.
Yeah, nothing... That preface always makes something that it's like when someone goes, no offense, but something really.
I just looked and thought, I'm a bit worried about you.
Why?
Because the weekend you've had, and I come and I see you, and sometimes I just think I worry that you're not going to live to a ripe old age, Joe.
What age do you think I'd live to now?
I think it's going to start with a 5.
Really?
Yeah.
What age do you think you're going to live to, Jamie?
You pulled a face like, fucking 50, good job.
No, I'd be fucking furious. If I hit 50, I've done something wrong.
What, so on your 49th...
Wait, you want to be in the 40s?
Yeah, of course.
What's your perfect age to...
When you say course...
What's your perfect age to, like...
I mean, if I'm 42, I'm going to be really, really annoyed with myself.
Can I ask how old you are now?
31.
So you think 11 years?
I'm aiming for 9.
You want to do your 40th birthday?
I want to have a good do my 40th and then just... You're like an injured cat, just take myself off in the corner.
And no one really
sees
you.
How sad is that, by the way, that pets just wander off and they know they're going to die?
I know.
Go hide in a bush.
Oh, fuck them. I hate pets, they do me fucking head in.
You met my pet once, remember that? But
yeah. Oh, yeah, he's sound.
Every week on the Sloppy Joe show, we bring something to the table that's going to be entered in the 9 out of 10 club, and it is The peak of food. What is it, Joe?
Well, Joe reviews food for a living, but every food he's ever tasted, he considers it to be a 9 out of 10 because he's got no palate whatsoever. He just likes food. Wow. So we thought we'd bring in each week, taking in turns, a food that we consider to be 9 out of 10. Not perfect, but about as good as it gets.
What other examples have you had?
So there's only two entries. There's the triple cheeseburger from McDonald's. Have you had that?
Yeah.
What are you saying? Just all right.
Seven, yeah.
Well,
I'd say.
The next one might stun you. Salted butter.
That's gone in the 9 out of 10.
Salted butter. I've had salted butter, but I can't taste the difference between that and normal butter.
You can. What do you mean you can't taste the difference?
No, but normal butter is salted butter.
I don't know how to taste food.
What do you mean?
I don't understand how people taste food, mate. I don't get it.
I don't get what you mean by that. Your mouth is just a recycling bin.
Yeah. Just a big skip.
I just like, that's why I like fried chicken, the gristle, because I know it's, that's how I know it's chicken skin.
Wait, so your favourite bit of chicken is like the bit that everyone else throws away? Like the gristle?
Yeah, because that's like when blind people use Braille.
But you aren't blind.
I've got no palate. Yeah, but I'm taste blind. So I need gristle as like Braille.
Are you going to have like a food dog when you go into the Five Guys? Oh, here he is.
That's why I'll eat spicy food because at least I know it's there.
Yeah. You're going to be spicy food.
Not too. I'm not bad. Not bad.
Jamie, the choice is yours now. You're going to bring something to the table, aren't you? That you think's 9 out of 10.
Well, this is. It's a bit left field. Because I don't know if it's a food or not, but I can't.
It gets away with it.
It's a Febreze air freshener.
Well.
Tastes like the fields outside.
Yeah, I like tasting of meadow. It is. I don't like the novelty packaging.
What is it?
The focuser. It's the green extra strong tree bores.
The green extra strong tree bores.
Extra strong.
So you brought mints to the table.
Yeah. I can't go a day without having at least 2 packets of these.
2 packets?
Yeah.
They make you shit bad, them, you know.
I get stuck in, mate.
Really? 2 packets of these?
Mint,
Joe, do you want one?
Boom, chicken.
That's the whole point of the feature.
Right, so, early thoughts, Joe.
Well, tell us why you think they're 9 out of 10, first of all.
I just can't have another mint. So they let you know you're there straight away.
It's
bang,
true.
First minute, bang,
hit
punching
hard.
Tackle. Wakes you up.
It
keeps you occupied.
It does.
So it's an activity.
So you don't, you know, break into any cars or kill a pigeon or whatever.
If you're bored and you've left your headphones,
yeah.
At least I've got me mints.
Yeah, it's like a little packet of podcasts.
Gets you through your gym session, doesn't it?
You can do that.
Ethan, what are you saying? Mints? Come on.
Hours of fun.
Do that again, Joe, for the camera.
You can do that. Yeah, that's nice, that. Like a little cute little rabbit.
What are you saying, Ethan?
Can I have one?
Yeah. Fucking hell, he's greedy, isn't he? Say that.
One, lad. Oh, what a throw. Nice. And
good
catch.
Throw and catch. That,
nice.
That was really
great
lovely.
Little link up player.
Right. Let me get this in my mind.
Right. I've still got the pause, we all suck on him.
What's happened here is Jamie's come in, he's hit us with the anecdotes, he's softened us up. Not to reference last week's 9 out of 10 club, he's buttered us up.
He has buttered us up.
And now he's hit Salted. Us. And now he's hit us with a tree bore extra strong mint. And he's calling it, first of all, a food. Second of all, saying that it's 9 out of 10. Now we need to slow down and think. Because if we get caught up in his whirlwind, we'll just call it.
What he says is right.
Go on.
He's correct. He does keep you occupied.
What does that mean? That every single food does that. We have to take that away.
No, it doesn't.
That's not exclusive to the mint. Right, tell me why this occupies you in a shepherd's pie, for instance, doesn't it?
Because you don't chew. You just play around with it.
You don't play around with shepherd's pie. You'd get it in. If anything, you swallow it straight away.
You can flip it around your mouth and pretend it's a gymnast.
A gymnast?
Big round
doing
gymnast.
Backflips.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Loads of stuff you can do.
That's true, actually.
You can pretend to be a rabbit, a walrus.
Yeah. With two of them.
You have two of them.
Yeah.
You can chew it if you want.
We're not giving this. The other stuff I'll give it, unique to the Triple Mint.
Yeah.
You can chew it. Is one of the prerequisites of every food. So we're not giving it that in the plus column.
Okay.
That is a given. You like it because you can taste it, don't you?
It's refreshing.
It is refreshing.
It is refreshing.
I'm not saying it's bad.
I don't know how good they make your breath smell because
They leave you an aftertaste.
They do leave you an aftertaste.
You have to chain smoke them to be able to actually keep a minty breath. Because if you smell someone's breath about 40 minutes after they've had one of these, they've got like a sweet, sickly breath to them.
It's a bit grainy at some points, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's that about?
In a good way.
In a good way.
Ethan, thoughts?
Because it can disintegrate. Yeah. It's better than a polo.
Yeah.
It's not got an hole in.
I prefer this than a polo, I must say.
Ethan. Keep your eyes on the task at hand. The question isn't... this isn't the better than a polo club. Do you know what I mean? This is the 9 out of 10 club. So let's just refocus a little bit here. We're all getting carried away.
But on a comment of the polo as well, obviously there's less mint there as well.
Ethan, so this isn't the better than a polo club. I've just told you that. This is the 9 out of 10 club.
I love you, Ethan.
Thank you.
Ethan's buttering you up and all.
Well, be honest, yeah.
I think the whole thing of the 9 out of 10 club's upsetting me ever since of Buttergate getting in and my Stroop waffles getting rejected. And now we're pushing for mints. If my Stroop waffles don't get in and Butter gets in, I don't care anymore. You're blaming me
for decisions that are out of my control, mate. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
The most middle management answer I've ever heard.
Yeah. Don't throw the mints out with the waffles.
That's a good point.
I'm going to say yeah.
I knew you'd say yeah.
I'm just going to make it even.
And I'm annoyed. No, it's not about it. This is the problem with you, Joe.
What?
You give everything a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And here's the annoying thing.
Look how happy he is.
I'm happy.
Here's the annoying thing, right? I ain't said this. These are my favourite mints by a mile. I absolutely love them.
Really?
I think they're sensational.
Oh,
They're easily a 9 out of 10.
Yeah. No, you
easily.
Don't.
They're amazing. They're so good. It's in the 9 out of 10
club.
Oh, my
God. The third entry.
They're so good.
And do you know why they're called Treebo?
Why?
Because it was invented by a man named Robert.
What does that mean?
Look at it in a mirror.
You're joking.
Treebo.
That is mad, that.
Another one, 7-Up. The red dot on 7-Up, that's because the fellow's an albino.
What?
A 7-Up inventor.
Let's get that checked and then we can decide whether they have to edit out or not.
7-Up was an albino guy and that's why there's a red dot in the back, in the logo.
But why the name 7-Up?
But what has the red dot got to do with?
Oh, is it something to do with the rocket launch?
Ethan, what do you think, Treebo? It's already in, but what would you have put it in?
Go on then. I've been convinced now. I wouldn't have originally, but I've been convinced.
Well done, Jamie. Yeah. First ever guest on the show, and you've smashed us out of the park with a 9 out of 10 club. Very well done.
Ask Ethan.
Right, this is Ask Ethan, where we ask Ethan questions, and he answers them, and then we have a laugh with him. Question one, Ethan. If you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume that you'd done?
Good question.
That's a good question. What would they assume that I've done?
Yeah. Have you ever been nearly arrested?
No, I've never been arrested. I'm not that kind of guy.
You've been arrested?
Yeah.
What for?
I know they got done for perverting the course of justice when I was 8.
You tripped over a police officer.
You can't do that at 8 years old. What happened?
So I was playing out, and I was late coming in. And
lock him up.
But previously to this, so the backstory to this, the reason why I was worried I was late, because last time, a few weeks earlier, I'd basically organised, there was a big neighbourhood search for me because I fell in my mate's toilet. So I didn't want this to happen again.
You fell in it, what, up to your waist? How could you not?
My little legs sticking out.
Like, knees up to your chest?
Yeah.
Stuck?
Yeah.
Did you not, like, help?
No, well, I was embarrassed. I used to always fall into all the toilets. So my mum and dad knew about it, but I was in my mate's house.
Oh, that was really embarrassing.
So you just thought, right, fuck it, I'm here now.
This is my life.
Are you dangling
hopefully,
in the water?
A fish swims up the toilet and I can eat that, otherwise I'm just going to starve to death.
Let my legs out of the toilet.
And can the water splash in your bum?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
But I didn't have the seat. Now, if the seat was up, I'd never had the foresight to put it down. I'd just sat on the rim and then I'd always forget.
So how long were you stuck on that toilet for, first of all?
I'd say, I don't know, you know, time's distorted because it felt like hours, what I'd say, about 40 minutes.
And there's a search in 40 minutes?
Yeah, because it was all playing out and all our doors were open. Like, we were just running each other's houses and all that kind of stuff. The parents were all on the street, you know, in deck chairs. You know,
it's like, boozing?
Yeah, they're just like the summer holidays. Everyone's running about, having water fights, whatever. And my two mates came back and went, oh, where's Jamie? He went, he didn't come with us. So then my mum's going, ah, fucking. And all the neighbours are looking everywhere. And I can hear all the commotion going on. But I'm just like, I'm not safe. And then someone just walked in and I went, I fell in.
Okay, so that's week one. Yeah. Week two.
So that happened. Then a few weeks later, I was back in school then. So that was in 6 weeks old. So a few weeks have gone by. And, you know, I was very conscious of going missing and stuff.
Yeah. It's best to be, I think.
Yeah. So I was playing out and I was late coming in and I ran in and my mum and dad were visibly shaken.
Right,
wow. So we checked the toilet, you weren't there.
Yeah. So it was visibly shaken. So I thought, oh no, I better make something up here. Not that I've just been playing out and laughing and worried. Yeah. So they went, who's dead worried? And before I could preempt thinking of a lie, she went, been dead worried. The shop was called Joe's as well, incidentally. We were dead worried. Joe's has been robbed.
Yeah.
And I went, I know, I saw it happen. And I hid behind a car. So I hid behind a car. Oh, got away with that. Anyway, a few days later.
Just to double check, you hadn't seen it.
Oh, no. I'd not seen it.
Yeah.
A few days later, instead of going to school, my dad's going, no, we've got to go to the police station. I went, why? He went, you need to tell the police what you're seeing.
Oh, no.
Because it was like an armed robbery. I'm like, oh,
what did Joe sell?
Fuck's sake. Tree boss. all sorts. Just a corner shop.
Oh, right. A big thing for an armed robbery. Yeah, that's like just a corner shop.
Yeah, six and all that.
Because you're Kinder Buenos now.
So
you're Tangy Toms in the bag.
So we went to the police station and it was like a living room setting. Joe, because I was a kid.
I understand. He's not going to get investigated, is he? Yeah. It's just more of a chill.
Yeah, lamp straight in your eyes.
They're just talking. So like, oh, you used to put your buttering me up. And my dad's through two-way glass. Do the two-way see-through glass, like you see in the bill and that. And he's flanked by like a police officer as well. So they're like, you know, the importance of telling the truth. Went, yeah. You went, have you been to a police station before? And I just thought, well, I'm in for a penny. I went, yeah, me and my dad race go-karts round here. And my dad's like, what? And so he went, and you said you saw something in the shop. I went, oh, yeah, it was mad. They had this axe. And it was like that. Obviously, no one trying to shit. Because there weren't an axe involved.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, they had this axe, right? And they jumped over. I was like, hitting him in the head and that. And then he went... do you feel safe near yours? I went, oh yeah, my dad's got a couple of guns. Oh, and he's next to a police officer, like,
he does.
Luckily, I didn't get done.
Luckily. Yeah, because normally they just arrest 8-year-olds and put them away for life. Yeah, but in the course of justice, really the tightest notch on the handcuffs, take him away.
But the detective said he's quite the imagination. <you know? laughs> So I just had like, I think it was the summer I discovered how to lie. Yeah. I was just like, oh, this is great.
Oh, mate.
So not arrested for that, but I got arrested for being drunk once. And it was a few weeks after the 7/7 bombings in London.
Is that needed, that bit of
it? I have to cut this.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? But that's how we give timestamps.
Yeah.
Disasters. So it was after the 7/7 bombings, like a week after, again, it was like the summer holidays. I was drinking on the streets, 14. And some people had rang the police and that, you know, because it was just drinking and arsing about on the street. Anyway, the police are chasing us. And all my mates run down the entries and I'm last.
Yeah.
And the police had cut off the entry. So I'm like, oh, so I ran right into the police car. The police got out, they went, oh, so both policemen got out and I had a little bag with one can of Carling left. And because of the nature of, you know, it was a sensitive time, I dropped to my knees and went, "Oh, come quietly. Oh, come quietly." I went down like this. For one can of cards.
Like you're a fucking prisoner of war.
Yeah.
I surrender. Yeah. I'll go quietly. Leave my family out of this. Oh, just leave them.
Yeah, so I dropped to my knees.
Dropped to my knees. I'll go quietly.
And he just...
I'll go quietly.
Right, Ethan, question two. What's your favourite smell?
Great question.
Ooh, that's a good question. I quite like it when my dinner's nearly ready.
Nearly.
Just walks in the kitchen.
It's anticipation, like, isn't it?
Not long now.
It's like Christmas Eve.
Oh, the smell of a gas flame.
Any dinner or just, you know, that kind of couple minutes before it's ready?
My stepdad makes a nice Sunday dinner, so that's always exciting. Quite like the smell of a bit of lamb or whatever.
Bit of lamb? Why did he say like that?
A bit of lamb.
Do you and your stepdad get on like, you know, Jamie's stepdad? Do you have little wars or you're right?
Oh, no, we're sound. There's no wars in our household.
Great. Through gritted teeth.
You speak like a Victorian, like, sort of chimney sweep.
I've got one. When did you first have a wank?
No.
Ethan. What age were you?
Oh. I don't know. I don't really want to answer that question.
I know.
Do you?
11. What were you, Joe?
I don't know. I remember hearing about it for the first time in primary school.
Really?
And that's too young, isn't it? People 8, 9 years old going, there's this thing happening with the older kids.
This thing.
And it's sweeping the nation. And they're like, apparently if you...
Not shootout cards.
No. Not like Beyblades or that. They were like, something's happening and we don't know what it is. It was like... Stranger Things. Don't know where there's like, yeah, we know that there's something bad happening, but we don't know what it was.
Yeah.
And it took me 3 or 4 years
and it
to
will
really.
Change your life
yeah,
forever.
It took me 3 or 4 years to really find out what it was. And by that time, it was too late. It had taken over. There was no stopping it by then. Everyone was doing it.
Did you hear about it in primary school?
Probably, yeah. Our primary school was dirty. What do you mean by that? Yeah, it was just, I think kids were shagging in, like when they were 11 and that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's not.
I remember when I
such a serious answer, just so solemn. Every other story he's had has had some like hilarious ending to it. That was just like, yeah, horrible. Like it's a Vietnam flashback.
Oh, fucking hell. All I say about my first one is when it was over, I saw, like, in my vision.
You were walking.
Such a dick. I saw it's like when the Terminator sees like numbers.
Yeah, like the Matrix. Like,
yeah, I saw numbers in my head, like I broke the Matrix. And I thought, crikey, if I keep wanking.
Crikey. I thought to myself, crikey.
If I keep doing this, maybe I'll pass on to the other side.
And what happened?
I had another one about 5 minutes later, it was great, but I didn't pass on it to the other side.
Back to Earth.
Never seen numbers again.
Really?
Never seen numbers again. Ethan, do you remember your age yet?
No, I don't know the answer, sorry.
Because his mum watches.
Ooh. Yeah. Ethan's mum, Ethan had a wank when he was 12 over his stepdad's cooking.
Imagine that.
Right.
Is it nearly ready? That we've gone to.
Why?
That's Ethan's mum we're talking about here.
I was just going to say, Jamie, I've actually met you before. I don't know if you realise.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to say this.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've met him before. Do you want to have a guess?
Frog. Frog and Bucket?
I can't remember what the name of the pub was. It's got like a big pub bit and then like a little comedy club to the side. I've only been once, but...
Roughly where was
it? Ape and Apple?
It's not the Comedy Store, is it?
No. What did you say just then?
Ape and Apple.
No, it's not called that.
This is a good feature, isn't it? This is a good feature.
Well, I can cut this.
Ethan tries to remember a pub.
Where?
Just off the Curry Mile, I think.
Just off the Curry Mile?
No, it's not that one.
Can't think of
Give
that,
me another man. One.
I can't no, think of a comedy that. Club just off the Curry Mile.
What did you talk about?
Yeah, what did you talk about? And how did you meet each other?
I just saw that I was drunk at the pub and then I saw there was a comedy store going on. And I love comedy and none of my friends want to go to the comedy club. And I was like, oh, this is a good opportunity. And I just got chatting about fantasy football with you. I used to do fantasy football.
I remember the conversation.
I'm so upset we didn't have the camera on Jamie.
Your face.
When you realise. Do you remember where it is now?
I remember talking to someone about fantasy football. Oh my God, I can't believe that was you.
Yeah.
Did you used to work for one?
Yeah, I used to work for one.
Mate, I was in the top 1,000 2 months ago.
Were you?
Yeah, and then I thought, do you know one of them, when they have them gammy game weeks where only like two teams play?
Yeah.
I forgot. So all my transfers were fucked. I dropped down to 100,000 and I gave up because I threw all my toys out the pram.
That's
hard. Fantasy football fix.
Yeah.
That was you.
Yeah. I used to work for a place called Fantasy Football Hub.
I can't believe that was you.
I thought it was a ghost.
I thought it was like
a proper person. I thought you was...
What a fucking insult that is. I thought I was talking to a proper person, not some caged imp that we've got here.
I had it in my head like he was all, smart shirts and pants and that. I can't believe that was you, Ethan. Sorry, mate. Where was that now?
Yeah, where was that? I can't even think. Put my mind out of the misery. Right. Anyway.
I really want to remember.
It was this season, wasn't it?
Yeah. It wasn't that long. It was a few months ago. You were doing a gig.
Yeah.
It was the night your tweet banged because you were going, oh, he's gone viral, my mate. They're talking about you. Gone viral, my mate.
What's it called? Snoop Dogg one?
It was the Dr. Catford stuff.
Dr. Catford.
Catford.
Oh, yeah. Mate.
It was that night. It literally was that night.
It was the night that hit a million.
Yeah.
Amazing. Jamie, thank you so much for coming on. Let's have a night out all together and we'll all talk about fantasy football.
Definitely.
Hot Water's Gaming Pod. And where can people find you? Because I know you're going to do some like warm ups to a show.
Yeah, Jamie H Comedy on Twitter and Instagram. I'm going to do a work in progress show. So that's like just an hour of ideas, some stuff that I know works, some stuff that I've never said before. Going to be in the Autumn, one in Liverpool, one in Manchester. And Hot Water's Green Room Pod, HW Greenwood. Green Room Pod on Twitter and Insta.
Love it. Well, let's make a night out of that. When he's doing the warm-up in Manchester, or get tickets, have a Sloppy Joe's night out.
Great.
Thank you very much for watching. Leave us a little sub on YouTube. Listen to us on your Apple and Spotify as well and give us a little rating. Be great. Thank you very much, Joe. Cheers, Joe. Cheers, Jamie.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, Ethan.
Bye.
Ethan. Bye. Bye. Bye.